अरिहंतानं नमो आर्यानं नमो उज्जयनं नमो लोय सर्वसहुनं। ईसो पंचन मोकारो सर्व पावर पिनासनो मंगलानं च सर्वे सिम परमं होहि मंगलम्।
चत्तारी मंगलम अरहंता मंगलम सिद्धा मंगलम साहू मंगलम केवली पनातो धम्मा मंगलम। चत्तारी लुगुत्तमा अरहंत लुगुत्तमा सिद्धा लुगुत्तमा साहू लुगुत्तमा केवली पनातो धम्मा लुगुत्तमा। चत्तारी शरणम पवचामी अरहंत शरणम पवचामी सिद्ध शरणम पवचामी साहू शरणम पवचामी केवली पनातं धम्मं शरणं पवचामी।
ओके, वेरी गुड आरुष। ओके सो देव स्तुति, हु हैज लर्न्ड देव स्तुति कम्प्लीटली? लाइक 5 पैराज, 4 पैराज, हाउ मेनी?
Four.
हाँ
I have learned
four.
या आरुष, हाउ मेनी? हेलो आरुष, ओके। फर्स्ट व्हाट विल डू, वी ऑल विल ओपन द देवस्तुति स्लाइड, प्लीज ओपन दैट। Is it already opened?
Yes, it is open.
Okay, so what we'll do, we'll first sing it together. Okay, we all will. So opened everybody?
Yes.
Arjun?
Yeah.
Okay, so start. How we'll do it? One person take the lead, others will mute their phone, I mean mics, and then we all will sing. We all have to sing, but only one person will be on the mic. So, Natasha, you be on the mic. Rest all of us will mute our phones, I mean mics, and we all will sing. Okay?
Okay. Should I start?
Okay. Yes.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient our well-being preacher, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge's unfulfilled prayer. May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy. Let not raise our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving our Jain religion so divine. May we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our triumphed religion. In rich joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains, may we stay composed. May we always tread the path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul. May we destroy 8 karmas that lead to unhappiness in the world. May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all troubles. May our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let true knowledge of ourselves grow within with religious education. Standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all our hopes be fulfilled. We attain ourselves. Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscient our well-being preacher, let our wrong belief get destroyed by knowledge and fulfill prayer.
Excellent. Okay. So everybody read it once. Okay, Pia, Arjun. Okay, we all read it once. Okay, so how many of you have actually learned like 3, 4, 5 paragraphs of this poem?
Me.
Me.
How many, Natasha?
I have learned up to slide 6, so that is 5 stanzas, I think.
Okay. And Arjun, how many?
4 stanzas.
4 stanzas. Dia?
5.
5, very good. Arush?
2.
2, okay. Okay, fine. Do you all know that we are going to do what today in today's class that we're doing today?
Can you repeat that?
Do you have any idea what we're going in today's class? What is the agenda for today's class?
You were going to test people whether they knew, like, 4 slides, and then if we didn't know 4 slides, you were going to make us learn it and memorize it?
Okay. So what I'm going to do today is we are going to revise everything that we have learned till now in this year. Okay? So what I want you all to do is up in next class, anyway, you all will have to learn all the 8 slides, because if in any case we have exam, like we might have a test in the coming class in which the lines might, like these lines of the poem, we might ask you the lines of the poem as a fill in the blanks in that exam. So it is necessary for you all to learn the complete poem. So we all will have to learn the complete poem. So what we'll do today, we'll one by one go through each and every paragraph and we'll see what we have learned in the year, okay? I'm not going to tell you anything. You will be telling me what we have learned in those 4 lines, okay? One by one we'll go. Okay, so generalized questions I'm asking at the first. Whatever I'm asking is only whatever we have learned till now, okay? Nothing outside, nothing is something that we have not learned, okay? So I'll start asking questions one by one. It's a quiz type thing, okay? Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll start asking questions.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, very good. Okay, we'll start with A, Arush. Arush, will you sing first paragraph for me? The first slide of poem.
Oh God, devoid of attachments, omniscience our well-being preacher, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, son, fulfill prayer.
Excellent. So my question to you is, who is God? Whom do we call Bhagwan?
We call Bhagwan.
Who is Dev?
Dev is someone who...
Yeah. Yes, very good. Say it.
Oh, yeah.
Who is Bhagwan or Dev?
And Hitopdeshi.
What again? Come again? 3 things. What are the 3 things? You're right. Say it again.
Itragi sarvagya and hitubdeshi.
Excellent. So in these four lines, see, right, it is written somewhere. Vitragi sarvagya and hitubdeshi. Oh God, devoid of attachments.
Vitragi is in the first line.
What is it?
Vitragi is in the
first line. You're right.
Yes, correct.
So in the first line, Vitragi. Devoid of attachments is Vitragi. Excellent.
It means free of attachments.
Then, very good. Vitragi is devoid of attachments. Then?
Do I have to find Sarvagya now?
Yes, correct.
Okay, let's see. Sarvagya is in the second line.
Okay. Is Natasha helping you? Okay, what is it? What is it in the second line? What is Sarvagya?
Sarvagya is the end part or well-being preacher.
Sarvagya is well-being preacher. And
yes.
Then Hitobdeshi is?
Let's see. Hitobdeshi is in the third line.
What is it? I'll correct you. Okay. Arush, I'll tell you, okay? You're very correct that Bhagwan or Dev or God is someone who's Vitragi, Sarvagya, or and Hitobdeshi, okay? So who is Vitragi? Vitragi means who's devoid of attachments, who has no attachments. Sarvagya means omniscient, who is knower of all, who knows everything. Sarvagya is not a well-being preacher. Sarvagya is omniscient. And Hitobdeshi is our well-being preacher, means who preaches for the well-being of us.
Correct.
Okay, so it's covered in the first and second line. First is Vitragi, devoid of attachments. Second, omniscient Sarvagya and well-being preacher is Hitobdeshi. Okay, well done. Now keep it in mind, okay? We might ask it in exam, okay?
Okay.
Very good. Okay. So what are we praying for? Why we are praying? What are we praying for? What is the motive of our stuti? Why are we doing this prayer in front of Bhagwan? What is our motive? The question is for Natasha. Natasha, Bhagwan is Vitragi Sarvagya and Hitobdeshi. But why are we praying in front of him?
Are you asking me to tell you the last two lines?
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, the last two lines get destroyed by knowledge's unfulfilled prayer. So basically, why we're doing this is because whatever wrong ideas that we have, like for example, someone might think that stealing is good or doing anger is really good. But what we're doing is we're saying whatever wrong belief that we have, whatever we don't know, give us the knowledge so then we can become better Jain. And then we can become like Bhagwan.
Okay. So you mean to say we are doing it just to destroy our wrong belief. So what is wrong belief? Is there any particular name for wrong belief?
It could be karma.
karma or something specific, wrong belief, we learned something about it. What is wrong belief?
Oh, I think it's the four passions or... or like the accumulation and parigraha.
No. Wrong belief. Can you explain what is wrong belief, Natasha? How do we describe wrong belief? What is wrong belief? Okay, Arjun, you were saying something. What is the word for wrong belief?
The word is mitatva, I believe. I think I'm pronouncing
mithyatva,
it.
Mithyatva. Natasha, rings very bell, mithyatva. Hello, Natasha. Can you recall anything now? Hello, Arjun?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, Natasha, can you hear us? Natasha? Arush?
Anubhuji, I think they just got disconnected, so I think they should be joining us back.
Okay, so wrong belief. So we are doing prayer, Arjun and Diya.
We are
doing prayer to destroy the wrong belief, which is mithyatva. So this whole Dev Stuti is for the destruction of mithyatva, that is wrong belief. Okay.
So
that's why they are praying. So this is the purpose of the prayer. Okay. Now we come to next slide, and Arjun, you have to sing it.
Okay. May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy.
Excellent. Okay. So, Arjun, my question to you, name the five sins.
Oh, wow. five sins were... were violence, theft.
Very good.
Wrong intention,
accumulation. One more. Very good. It's somewhere in the second line you just read.
Lying?
Yeah, lying. What else can we call lying? Falsehood or speaking the untruths, right?
Yeah.
Correct? Very good. So five sins are violence, falsehood, theft, wrong intentions, and accumulation. Correct? Hinsa, jhoot, chori, kushil, parigrah. Natasha, Arush, are you all back? Natasha, Arush? Okay. I guess that's not your choice. Okay, so we have these five sins. Which are these, Diya? What are the five sins?
Violence, falsehood, theft, wrong intentions, accumulation.
Excellent. Very good. Okay, so now Arjun will tell us what is, like in these four lines, what is which sin, which pertains to which sin. May we be kind to all souls. Which sin?
That is the sin of violence.
Yeah, so may we do violence, we are saying in these lines, correct?
No, we're saying may we not do violence, may we be kind.
Excellent, very good. May we be kind, we may we not be violent, we may we be kind to all those. Very good. So first line is for first sin, that is violence. So may we do not commit the violent sin. Then second line is for which sin?
For falsehood.
Very good. Third line?
Never do... That's theft.
Very good. And the fourth line?
Is it a mix of wrong intentions and accumulation?
No, it's only wrong intentions.
Oh.
We practice celibacy to not commit wrong intentions. Okay?
Oh.
So it's wrong intentions. Very good, Arjun. Okay, so one is left. One sin is left, which is accumulation. So we'll be covering it in the next four lines. Okay, Dia, you have to sing next four lines. Simple, the second slide was simple, right? Violence we should not commit, so maybe be kind to all souls, then maybe never speak the untruth, maybe never do the stealing, maybe all practice celibacy. These are, we are saying maybe not commit the four sins. Now, Dia, next four lines, you will sing it.
Let not taste our pride and greed, maybe drink satisfaction nectar, maybe all risky serving, our daily region so divine.
Excellent, very good. Okay, so now Dia, you will have to tell me the name of four kashayas. A name of four passions.
Krodh, Man, Maya, Lobh.
Excellent. Krodh, Man, Maya, Lobh. What do we name them in English, Dia? Krodh is?
Anger, greed.
Very good. Anger, greed. Man is what?
Pride.
Pride. Man is pride. Krodh is anger. Then Maya is?
Rod.
Maya is?
Rod.
Maya is to cheat somebody? Cheating. Maya is to cheat somebody, right? So, Maya is cheating, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So, anger, pride, then cheating to cheat somebody, and then greed. Greed is lobh, correct? So, what are four passions, Arjun?
Krodh, Man, Maya, Lobh, which is...
In English?
Pride and greed, cheating someone, and anger.
Okay, so krodh is anger, man is pride, cheating somebody is maya, and greed is lobh. Okay, very good. Natasha, Arush, are you back?
Anubhuji,
hello, Natasha and Arush. Huh?
Anubhuji, they aren't back yet. Let me just, you know, try to reach them out on another phone and find out.
Okay, fine. Okay. So now, Dia, let not raise your pride and greed, maybe drink satisfaction nectar. Okay, so what gets covered in these, all the four, how many passions we cover in these? Dia, what are you saying in these four lines? Just tell me in a simple way, it's very simple, the four lines, the meaning of four lines.
The meaning of the four lines is that they're telling us that we should not raise our pride and greed, and we should drink
very good
satisfaction nectar that,
Very good, correct. Hello, Dia. I cannot, your voice is not clear, Dia. Can you come a little close to mic? Yeah, maybe always keep serving our gel religion to divine. What do they mean by this?
They mean that we should follow our Jain religion.
Yes, very good. So we should always serve urgent religion, which means we should always follow what our Bhagwan is saying. Like we should not, okay, so we get come to that later, okay? So in the first two lines, what we are saying, that first line saying that maybe never do pride and greed, means maybe never do man and love, these two passions. Greed covers accumulation. So we are also saying that maybe never commit the accumulation sin. Okay? Arjun, are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, because we are revising it, okay? It's very important. Like, we are just recalling what we learned on this, okay? Fine. So in the first line, they are saying that maybe not rise or pride, that is man, and greed, that is lobe, and which also means accumulation. And then maybe drink satisfaction nectar, means whatever we have, we get satisfied in that. Means, again, we do not commit any of the passions for what we don't have. Like maybe not cheat somebody else because we don't have that thing which he has. Or maybe not desire for something which we do not have. Means maybe don't do the greed against that. So all the four passions, anger, pride, greed, and cheating, gets covered in these two lines. Like maybe never long and do any wrong thing for the things we don't have. Maybe always be satisfied with whatever we have. So maybe not commit anger, maybe not do cheating to anybody for things we are not having. Okay? And then maybe always keep serving a Jain religion for divine. Okay, Natasha Arush, are you back? Okay, we'll just revise. They can later on listen to the recording of the class, okay? Okay, so Arjun, we learned about the qualities of Jain people. What are the specialities of Jain people? What do they do? What do they not do? Do you recall anything? Jain people, what do they not do? What do they not eat? We learned something about them.
Do not eat roots. Do not eat honey.
Honey, roots. What, Arjun? What else?
They do not eat at night.
Excellent.
They do not drink alcohol.
They do not eat what?
They do not drink alcohol.
Alcohol, very good. And then? Something also about drinking. Yeah, what filters the water, correct?
Yeah. And I can't remember the last one.
Excellent. So far what we have, they do not drink the roots. They do not eat the roots. Then they do not eat at night. They do not eat honey. They do not drink alcohol. And then they do not drink unfiltered water. They always filter the water. What else? Dia, anything else? Yeah.
They don't eat honey.
Hello. Very good. They don't eat honey. Covered. Then.
They don't drink.
Hello, Natasha.
They don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then.
You're correct, you're correct. Honey, alcohol, then what else? Okay, do they eat non-vegetarian food?
They don't eat non-vegetarian.
Yeah, what they are, what? Very good. They don't eat non-vegetarian food. Then in addition to non-vegetarian food, what do they not eat? Potatoes, onions, do they eat?
No, they don't eat meat.
So they do not eat root food, root vegetables as well, roots, correct?
No.
And then they always filter the water and they do not eat at night. Okay, one more thing. Do they go to temple daily or do they go to temple weekly or monthly?
They go to temple
daily, okay? Gentik will go to temple daily. This is one of other speciality of Gentik. Okay, so we all will learn all these. Basic qualities are they do not drink it. They do not drink alcohol. They do not eat honey, and they do not eat non-vegetarian food. These are the basic. Then they do not eat at night. They always drink filtered water, and they do not eat the roots. These are again basics. Are like very to not eat honey and alcohol and the non-vegetarian food. Okay, then not eat at night, and then unfiltered water. And then roots we don't take. Okay, so this is what, if we follow these, what we are doing, we are serving our Jain religion, so divine. Okay, okay. Natasha, Arush, are you back?
Anubhavji, actually, Natasha and Arush were not able to join on this call due to some issues. So I have called them on the another phone and kept it on speaker. So whatever you are speaking, they are able to listen, and they should be responding in case of any questions.
Okay,
you are able
fine.
To
okay.
hear Anubhavji, right?
Yes, we are able.
Okay,
good.
Okay, okay, excellent, excellent. Okay, so Natasha, what we did in the Abhi, like we just revised the third and the fourth slide. Okay, and in those slides, what we have is, what, Natasha?
No, we're on the fourth slide.
Hello?
Yeah,
so we did third and the fourth slide. Okay. Fine, we'll move on to fifth slide. I am not able to hear you clearly, Natasha. Do you have any question from fourth slide?
No, they don't have any questions.
No, correct. Okay. So now we'll move on to the fifth slide. Okay, Natasha and Arush, you just listen to Arjun and Diya, okay? I'm talking to them. If you do not get anything, because if I'm asking you, sir, it's not comfortable for you, right? Mm-hmm. At present, you're not on mic. Okay, so I'll ask these people, and you have any... Okay, you have to add anything. You can anyways add anything, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Arjun, can you read the fifth slide? Arjun, fifth slide.
Okay. May we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our triumphant religion.
Very good. So what does this mean, these lines, Arjun?
I'll start from the bottom. The last two means that if we live happily with others, then we'll be propagating our triumphant religion. And spreading good pleasing deeds, we'll be living happy with others.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we eliminate bad practices, then we'll have good pleasing deeds. We'll have we'll have good practices.
Okay, fine. Okay, there is one of the picture in the slide, okay, in which some, weird thing is made up. What is it? The picture, what is it of the picture on the bottom of the slide? Arjun, the picture is of? Yeah, it's of Teen Lok. Arjun, can you see the picture of Teen Lok?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, so can you explain what is the upper part, what is middle part, and what is lower part? What do we call it?
Unfortunately,
yeah.
I don't think I could.
Okay, fine. Okay, there are three parts of the lok. One is Urdhva Lok, that is upper lok. Okay, then Madhya Lok, and the, which is middle part, and the lower lok, which is Adho Lok. Okay, fine. So you should just remember that this is the structure of Teen Lok.
Sachin?
Yeah, hello.
Nabhagi?
Yeah?
Is that kind of like the three worlds, or is that completely different?
Yeah, this is the three worlds. This is the map of three worlds. This is actually the... whole thing they're living in. The earth is not round. we are like, what we see is only part of this. This is huge. So in the above part, the upper part, which is, can you see the upper part in which on the top move there is a small moon is made. If you can see a moon.
Yeah.
That is a Siddhishila in which Siddha resides.
Oh.
Okay. That is a Siddhishila. And then up to the middle, do you see the line in the middle where, you know, the lower part and upper part are joined?
Yeah, yeah.
There are, but that simple line, that's only the line, the lower part and upper part are joining. Okay, that small line is where we reside, that is our Madhyalok, where we reside, where earth is. Above that whole part is for Swarga, where Devgati's Deva reside. Okay, that is heaven. And below this line, the lower part, it is hell. Here the seven naraks are there, seven hells are there. So all the narkis reside over that part. Okay? Okay, so just keep in mind that there are three parts of the lok, which is Urdhvalok, that is upper part, middle part, and the lower part of the world. Okay? Okay, so we have to, you know, propagate our religion in all these three parts. That's what we just wish. That maybe we live happily with us, propagating our triumph religions. We'll be propagating it in all the three parts of the world. Okay? So we do not have to do, we have to eliminate bad practices like eating non-vegetarian food or drinking or smoking. We have to eliminate it. And we have to spread good pleasing deeds, like we do not commit five sins, we do not commit four passions. This is pleasing, is spreading pleasing deeds. And we have to always live happily with others. We should not do any bad to anybody. And that's why we will then thereby propagating our trans religion. Okay. Next is Dia. Dia will be singing the next four lines.
In dead joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains, may we stay composed, may we always tread the path of righteousness, concentrating on our souls.
Excellent, yeah. So what do we mean by this? What did we learn in this?
The red joys and the gloomy sorrows, that means like the good, like the full happiness and sadness.
In good times and bad times, correct?
You should stay firm as mountains.
Oh, very good.
You should not go this side, neither that side. And then we should always tread the path of, that means that we should follow the path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul. And that means that concentrating in atma.
Very good. Yeah, very good, very good. Very good. Okay. Very good. Excellent job. Okay, Dia. See, what we are saying here, everybody, that, you know, there will be instances when we'll be getting happiness and there will be instances when the bad times will be going on with us. Okay? In both the cases, we heard to the story of a person who had his ship. His business, he had a great shock, okay? He had a great loss and he was composed. And on the other day, he had a great news and he also stayed composed, right? So in the world, no matter how bad the situation is or no matter how great the situation is, we have to remain composed because that is nothing but the, you know, the fruition of a karmodaya. That is nothing but a result of karma. That is nothing mine. Whatever is happening in this world, if I'm getting good marks or if I'm getting failed, it's all the result of the good or bad karma that we did. What I have to do, I have to be like Siddha Bhagwan, Arahan Bhagwan. What do they do? They concentrate on their soul and therefore they enjoy the true happiness. Correct? So maybe may I always tread path of righteousness, that is right belief, destroying Mithyatma and concentrating on my soul, may I not get, you know, excited in happiness, in rejoice, and be sad or cry in the gloomy sorrows. Maybe always keep composed like mountains, stay composed like that, we have to stay. Correct? Correct?
Correct.
So I might ask you an exam like Arush has stopped in his exam. What should he do? He should be excited, or what should he try to do? So what will be your answer?
Stay composed.
Arey, but what should he do? With his staying composed, what should he do? He should not enjoy that, or what he should try to?
He should concentrating on his...
Yeah, he should try to attain the complete happiness, not the happiness that he stopped. He has to be like Siddha. Bhagwan is aimed to be Siddha, not to be topper of a class. Okay? So you'll be answering like that, okay? So I am telling you all the questions of the exam, okay? So I'm doing cheating, by the way, but as long as you all remember this, it's fine, okay? Okay. Next four lines, which are very easy, and Arjun is... okay, Natasha, can you read next four lines? If you cannot hear you, maybe destroy eight karmas.
Okay. May we destroy eight karmas that leads for happiness in the world? May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all trouble.
Excellent. Okay, so how many karmas do we have? Eight karmas. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, Natasha, what do we mean by these four lines?
So, the first line says, may we destroy eight karmas, which means that, siddhas have destroyed eight karmas, so we want to be like them. And karma is any, karma leads to unhappiness. And in the previous slide, we said that,
uttering the name of Bhagwan, is that really does that really destroy all the troubles?
Can you repeat
if I keep uttering Adinath, 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 will this destroy all my troubles? Yeah. Okay. So excellent. It doesn't mean that we'll just keep on saying their name and all the troubles will go. It's about thinking about them, that how they are Arihanta, and how they become Arihanta. So if we'll think about it and we'll go on that path, then our troubles will get disappear. Okay.
Yeah.
So, maybe keep uttering your name is not about saying Arihanta, 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 or saying Mahavir, 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 Mahavir. No, it won't help. What we have to do, we have to think what they did, how they are. So, we have to think about them, and we have to think how we can get there. Okay, so that will destroy all our troubles. We have to destroy eight karmas. How are eight karmas? Eight karmas brings unhappiness in the world, and that's why I do not want unhappiness. So therefore, I have to destroy eight karmas. And for that, oh dear Lord, I will keep remembering your name, keep uttering your name, keep uttering about you, and that will destroy, I believe, all my troubles. Excellent job, Natasha. Excellent. Okay. Arush, can you read the next four lines? Which I guess is the last slide. No.
Yes.
Yeah, Arush.
May our souls remain unchanged.
Yes.
To come the empty of all sins, let true knowledge of ourselves build in with religious education.
Excellent. Very simple meaning, right? Tell us what do we mean by these lines, Arush? Very simple lines. Very good.
The second line that is the pride because that's the sin.
Yeah, so we have to get, you know, rid of the dust of the all sins. And that's why we keep, that's how we keep our soul untainted or clear, fine and clear, right? So maybe always, may our souls be always deprived of the dust of sins and therefore untainted, correct? Excellent job, Arush, very good. So we should not commit sins. In simple language, maybe never commit sins. In us, there should be no sin. Excellent job, Arush. Next two lines.
And the last two lines means let the true knowledge, which is Chandram, grow in ourselves so that we know Chandram. We know about the God. So that it is like...
Yeah. Excellent. What we are saying here is that we are praying for the destruction of wrong beliefs, right? In the first stanza we saw that. For the destruction of wrong beliefs, that is mithyatva. So we are praying the same thing. We are saying, O dear Lord, may the true knowledge, means samyaktva, samyakgyan, or the true knowledge of myself, may that grow. That will destroy the mithyatva and the wrong knowledge. And may I do this doing what? By taking the religious education, like by reading the scriptures or by coming to Pathshala, by coming to these classes, I will get the religious education and with that, my true knowledge of myself will grow within me. Excellent, Arush. Excellent. Okay, the last line, the simplest, Diya, last four lines.
Standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all our hopes be fulfilled, we attain ourselves.
Excellent. What do we mean by these simplest lines?
That we're standing on our feet with joined hands, and we should pray the dear Lord, and we should pray that all our hopes that should be fulfilled so we could go to moksha.
And? Yeah, we attain ourselves, that is moksha. Excellent, excellent, yeah. So what we are saying, O dear Lord, we are standing in front of you with our joined hands and we are worshipping you. Why we are worshipping you? That we are worshipping you so that my prayer that I just sung, that may I never do the sins, may I all destroy the mithyatva, may I never do four passions, may I destroy eight karmas, all these my hopes get fulfilled and may I attain myself, that is liberation, may I attain moksha, may I be like you. So we are praying this. Okay? Okay, anybody has any question in this all poem? It's very simple, I guess you all remember so much. Okay? No questions from this poem?
No.
Okay. So you all have to read it carefully because this poem will be asking you in the exam. So we might ask you the meaning of any line or even we might give you as a fill in the blank, standing on our feet. But you know, you have to try to learn it, okay? And then you have to remember the name of five sins, four passions, who is Bhagwan, who is Vidragi, how many parts of the world are there. Then what you have to learn is what is this state composing gloomy sorrow, what do we mean by that? What is mithyatva, you have to understand and you have to tell us, okay? So these all are the things that we covered in the poem. Then what else did we learn this year, if anybody of you can recall? Other than this poem, what else did we learn?
I feel as if this is the only thing that we've actually done.
No, there is one more thing. We learned about Adinath Bhagwan and Mahavir Bhagwan, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what about them? We'll revise it quickly, okay? Open that state, know thyself. we'll do it from there, because that is equally important, and we have to know about our Tirthankaras. In Ved Stuti, what we learned is five sins and four passions as well, which are separate chapters. We did not do them separately. We merged it with Ved Stuti. But no reference is about our Tirthankara. So this is what we learned this year. Yeah. So open Pathshala state, know thyself. Okay, it will hardly take 5 minutes for us to revise. Yes. Then it.
Anubhavji, one more thing, just to remind, we also learned this year that Dasalakshan Dharma Mahaparva topic.
Okay, so that happened this year, or we did it last year as well?
No, that was this year.
We started
this year with Dasalakshan
Parva
topic. So all these three topics will be part of our
Okay. So we'll do that as well. Okay, fine. Everybody open this gate?
Yeah.
Okay. So who wrote Bhaktamara Stotra? Whatever written in the bold letters is very important. We have to learn, okay? In the state script, whatever is in bold letters, you have to learn, okay? And I'll make you know other important things as well. But Bhaktamara Stotra is written by Acharya Manatunga. What is in Bhaktamara Stotra? Adinath Bhagwan has been praised and adored in Bhaktamara Stotra. So this is a prayer of Adinath Bhagwan, okay?
It is a devotional poem.
What?
It's a devotional poem, right?
Yeah, it's a devotion to Adinath Bhagwan, or it's a devotional poem for Adinath Bhagwan. Excellent, Arjun. Okay. Arush, Natasha, are you all there with me? Hello, Arush, Natasha? Yeah, so Bhaktamara Stotra written by Acharya Manatunga. Whatever Acharya's name do we remember? It's Acharya Kundakunda Acharya Dev, who other Pushpadanta Acharya, Bhutbali Acharya, Dharasena Acharya, Acharya Manatunga. Any other Acharya you remember?
Yes, I remember.
Okay, so these all are the Acharya that we remembered about. Okay. Now, where did Adinath took birth?
Ayodhya.
Ayodhya he took birth. And who was his parents?
King Nambaraya and Queen Marudevi.
Yeah, Nabhiraya and Marudevi. It's Nabhiraya and Marudevi. So Nabhiraya was his father and Queen mother was Marudevi. Okay. So now, how many wives he had?
Two.
Name them, Dia. He had Nanda and Sunanda. Okay, we have to quickly revise it, okay? So we had Nanda and Sunanda. From Nanda, he had 100 sons, and in which Bharat Chakravarti was one of the sons who became God later, Bhagwan Bharat. Okay, so Bharat Chakravarti. And a daughter, Brahmi. And Sunanda had a Bahubali and a daughter Sundari. Now, King Rishabhdev, how did he get Vairagya? Why did he take Diksha? He was watching the performance, the dancing in his court of Nilanjana, who died. And instantly, the Sauzar Mindra reproduced the same lady by replacing her, a same lady looking like her Nilanjana. But King Rishabhdev realized that, oh, she died, and just because for me, they replaced it. So the death of somebody means nothing for my entertainment. And he started thinking about it, and then he took Diksha. And then for how many 6 months he did not eat anything. For next 6 months he did not get anything. And after a year, King Shriyans gave him sugarcane juice for the first time. And that festival is known as Akshay Tritiya festival. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for 1,000 years, he remained in self-absorption. And then he got Keval Gyan, and he got Moksha from Mount Kailash, Kailash Parvat. Correct? So this is all about Adinath Bhagwan. This is what we learned about Adinath Bhagwan. Correct? This is the basic information that we must know. Everything in addition to this is additional, and it's like brownie points. Okay? Fine. Any question about Adinath Bhagwan?
No.
Okay. What is about Mahavir Bhagwan? Mahavir Bhagwan, where did he take birth?
Anubhavji, I think we forgot where he took, he got liberation on Mount Kailash.
Who made liberation from Mount Kailash?
Adinath.
Yeah, Adinath Bhagwan got liberation from Mount Kailash, correct.
Okay.
And now, Mahavir Bhagwan, how many names did he have? He had five names. Veer, Ativeer, Sanmati, Vardhman, and Mahavir. His original name was Vardhman. He took birth in Kundalpur. It's not in the script. You have to write it somewhere. Write it somewhere, you have to learn it. Kundalpur. Where did he take birth? He took birth in Kundalpur. Kundalpur.
Kundalpur.
Okay, everybody written it? Kundalpur? Okay, there is one important thing that we learned about the chapter. What is the, fixed, is there any fixed city for the birth of Bhagwan, Tirthankaras, and is there any fixed place from where they all get to Moksha? Tirthankaras, where do they take birth and from where do they go to Moksha? Did we learn something like, it is a rule that all the Tirthankaras take birth in Ayodhya and they all go Moksha from Samesh Shikhar. Do you recall anything that we did in our class?
Yeah.
We did it. That it's a rule that every Tirthankara, all the 24 Tirthankaras, they take birth in Ayodhya and they go Moksha from Samesh Shikhar. But in this 24 Tirthankaras time, this didn't happen because of bad time. This time is known as Kundas Sarpani Kal. So because of this, we have Mahavir Bhagwan who did not take birth in Ayodhya. He took birth in Kundalpur. Okay? And he, Adinath Bhagwan did not get Moksha from Sameshikar. He got Moksha from Mount Kailash. Adinath Bhagwan, Mahavir Bhagwan also went to Moksha from Pavapur. From where did he go to Moksha? Pavapur. It's written in our script. Hello?
Hello?
Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, about Mahavir Bhagwan, did he marry to anyone?
No, he never got married.
He didn't get married. So who was his parents? His parents were King Siddhartha and Mother Trishla. Okay? And he took birth in Kundalpur city. And what we have is at the age of 30, he took Diksha. And for 12 years, he remained absorbed in himself. And after 12 years, he got Keval Gyan. At the age of 42 years, and then for next 30 years, he roamed all over the country with his Samaksharan and gave us the Vidvani. And after 30 years, at the age of 72, he attained the Moksha from Pavapur, on which day we celebrate Deepavali. Diwali we celebrate on this day. Okay? And his Gandhar was Gautam Gandhar, Indrabhuti Gautam. What was his name? Gautam Gandhar. Indrabhuti Gautam. Correct. Okay. So now what you all have to learn in this chapter is the preachings of Mahavir Bhagwan, which we learnt in the play. All souls are equal, none superior or inferior. God is not some different entity. By dint of one supreme effort, anybody can attain godhood. So what you have to do, you just go through these and learn any two of the Mahavir Bhagwan's preachings. So we might ask you that give any three preachings of Mahavir Bhagwan or give any two preachings of Mahavir Bhagwan. Okay, so you have to, you know, learn two or three teachings of Mahavir Bhagwan. Very simple. Every soul is independent, none depends on another. Every soul in it is absolutely omniscient and blissful. The bliss doesn't come from outside. Okay, so you have to learn any three or four, okay? Okay.
Yes.
Hello? Okay, it is not hard and fast. You have to just go through them. You have to keep in mind, oh, Mahavir Bhagwan said this. Okay? So this is all about Mahavir Bhagwan. And now, so you all have to just read the script once and you all have to just remember the name of the parents and from where they went moksha and like their age or something, okay? Okay, now the next chapter that we learned about is Dashyakshan Parva, but I think we have all revised so much. It has been too much, right? Hello? Arush, Dia, Natasha, Arjun.
Yes.
We revised so much, right? Do you want to revise anything else now? Or we'll stop here?
No, it's fine.
Huh? What do you all say? Okay, what we'll do, we'll just open the slide, the Dashyakshan Dharma Mahaparva. We'll all just open it and we'll see how much of these things we remember. It's very simple. We'll do it in 5 minutes and then we'll wind up. Okay? Open the PPT of the Dashyakshan Dharma Mahaparva. Opened everybody?
No.
Open.
Unfortunately, I haven't saved it anywhere, so I just have to find it in my inbox.
Okay. Natasha, Arush, you have opened it?
Yes.
Okay. So meanwhile, Arjun is opening it. What we learned in this, I'll quickly take you through that. There are two types of festivals. One is eternal and one are event-based, okay? For your information, at present today, okay, we are celebrating Ashtanika Mahaparva. Which eternal festival is going on in these days? Ashtanika Mahaparva. Which eternal festival is going on? Hello.
Ashtanika Mahaparva.
Yeah, what happens in this festival? You know, the devas of Devgati, okay, heavenly beings, they go to the 8th Dvipa, Nandishwar Dvipa, okay, and they do puja of, you know, self-made temples. We have the temples which are eternal and made by none. They are there since time infinite. So devas go there and they do the puja of those temples for 8 days. So we celebrate this festival for 8 days. We cannot go there, right? So we do pujas of Nandishwar Deep Chaityalayas from here only. So we celebrate this as Ashtanika Mahaparva. So for 8 days, all the devas, they must have gone to the 8th Dvipa. That is Nandishwar Dvipa. Okay, so this is going on at present. So all the devas at present, at today, like today, as of today, they are all at Nandishwar Dvipa, and they are doing the pujan of Bhagwan of the in the temples which are situated in Nandishwar Dvipa. Okay, so at present, which parv is going on? Which festival? The Eternal Festival, which is Kanika Parv, which is going on at present. And one more festival that is today. Today is Tuesday, right? 16th of July. Today is Ashtami. What is it? Ashtami. It comes every month twice. So this is again an Eternal Festival. Okay? So we have two types of festivals, Eternal Festivals and event-based festivals. Diwali, that is the Moksha Kalyanak of Mahavir Bhagwan, that is event-based. Correct? Akshay Tritiya, on which Adinath Bhagwan took ahar, sugarcane juice, that is an event-based festival. Because before Adinath Bhagwan, it was not there. But Ashtanika Parv is eternal because it was there forever. Okay, likewise we have Dashlakshan Parva. Okay? There are 10 days on which we celebrate the 10, you know, 10 attributes of our soul. Which are Uttam Kshama, Modesty, Straightforwardness, Forbearance, Truth, Self-Restraint, Austerity, Renunciation, Possessionlessness, and Celibacy. Uttam Kshama, Mardav, Arja of Shaut, Satya, Sayyam, Tap, Tyag, Akinchanya, Brahmacharya. These are the 10 Dashlakshan Dharma. We remembered the name of these 10 and Arush, I remember Arush had learned all the 10 names. So we all know the 10 names. We have to revise them. Correct? Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Am I being like too fast?
No.
Hello? Yes or no?
No.
Arjun, Diya, okay, are you all able to catch up with me, what I'm saying, okay, what we have to learn in this chapter, we have to know the names of 10, like 10 attributes that we have, that we celebrated Dashlakshan Parva, we should know what are some example of event-based festivals and some example of eternal. Example of eternal are Ashtanika Parva, or Dashlakshan Parva, or Ashtami Chaturdashi. Example of event-based are Diwali, Akshay Tritiya, Shrut Panchami that we have, on which the first scripture was written, Raksha Bandhan, or Mahavir Jayanti. These are event-based festivals.
They're event-based when we're quiz. Can we say our birthdays? Because those are event-based.
Yeah, because they are related to people. So people are always on some part of time. They're not eternal. Mahavir Bhagwan is not eternal. He happened 2600 years back. Therefore, it is event-based. Eternal is something which is from time infinite. We have always been celebrating those things. So, every Ashtanika Parva, Deva go to 8th Dvipa, that is Nandishwar Dvipa. So, every 8 days, they go to there. So therefore, Ashtanika Mahaparva are eternal. Okay? So, why the Dashlakshan Dharma is eternal festival? We learned it that after the end of descending phase, earth goes, you know, there are 7 kind of rain happens, rain of rock, rain of fire. We learned about this story, right? And after that, there are 7 kind of pleasing rains. And after that, the life starts again. People start taking birth again. And therefore, in that, on those days, Devas celebrate 10 days. For the start of religion, again, we celebrate. Okay, so what you all have to just go through this slide. And in this slide, we learned about 4 passions and 5 sins as well. And maybe all see Bhagwan in ourselves and every other jiva we know. Don't worry, by doing this, we will become Bhagwan very soon. This is what we learned in this chapter. So you all have to know the names of 10 parva And why we celebrate? Because it is the property of Earth, our own dharma, and we have to celebrate this religion to celebrate ourselves. And how do we celebrate it? We do not go to disco or music or movies to celebrate it. We do pujan, we do swadhyay, we go to pachala, and we do self-introspection. We do not listen to any music or party. It's a celebration of myself, and it doesn't require any of these things. Okay? We all just go through these three things, Dashrachan Mahaparva, Dev Suti, and that script of the play that we did. And that's all you need to prepare for our exam. Okay? It's very simple, and I am very confident that you all remember everything. So you'll do great. Okay, any questions anybody has? Nobody has any questions? So see, in the next class, we all will be having tests. Sachinji, if I'm not wrong, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I was just, telling Natasha and Arush in the beginning of the class that next class we will have our final exam.
Okay, so we have our exams in the next class. So these are the three things which we'll be asking you in the next class. The examination is going to be very simple. All you have to do is learn the basic thing that we did, okay? And just answer, okay? Answer anything you know, okay? So all the best for you all. Just revise these three chapters that we did today. And whatever we revise today, keep it in mind, okay? And yes, you all will do great. All the best for you all. Okay, we'll wind up for today. Any question anybody has?
No.
Okay, nobody has any question? Okay, so what we'll do? We'll wind up. We will... today we again just to revise, we'll again read Devastuti and winding up, we'll join our hands, open the Devastuti PPT, and we all will go on silent mode, and who will sing now? Dia will sing Devastuti for us, and we all also will sing, but we'll be on mute, so we'll be singing, not on the mic, and Dia will be leading us. Okay, Dia. Start.
Oh, O God, devoid of attachments, omniscient as I've been creature, let the wrong belief get destroyed. By knowledge and fulfilled prayer, may we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy. Let not trace our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving our Jain religion so divine. May we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our triumph to legion. In the joys and gloomy sorrows, as long as may we stay composed, may we always tread the path of righteousness concentrating on our soul. May we destroy termites that lead to unhappiness in the world. May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all troubles. May our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let true knowledge of ourselves grow within with religious education. Standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship Thee, O dear Lord, and pray that all our hopes be fulfilled, we attain ourselves. O God, devoid of attachment, O nation of well-being preacher, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge and fulfilled prayer.
Excellent. Okay. Okay, so we all the best to you all. You find up. Okay.
Yeah, so, okay. We all will have
thank
exam
you.
Next week.
Thank you.
So prepare well. I will send you all the documents again in case you don't have so. Okay, thank you. Thanks to all of you. Jai Jinendra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jai Jinendra. Thank you.